From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Chavez Ravine has a special place in the urban folklore of Los Angeles. In the 1950s, the neighborhood was home to many of the city's Mexican immigrants. They were moved out to make way for a massive public housing project. That project was never built, and the site was eventually used to build Dodger Stadium. The story of Chavez Ravine has been told in a play and through photography. Now there's a documentary and new music from guitarist Ry Cooder. Here's NPR's Mandalit Del Barco.
The scrubby hills overlooking the 110 freeway in downtown L.A. are fenced off and abandoned now. But sometimes you can find chunks of the concrete foundations of houses torn down long ago, archaeological traces of what used to be Chavez Ravine. Hiking up what is now a service road, Don Normark retraces the route he used to take when he was a young photography student. One day in 1948, while wandering the hills looking for a postcard view of L.A., Normark and a friend stumbled onto Chavez Ravine.
We climbed a hill. There wasn't much of a view. But when I looked over the other edge of that hill, I was looking into a neighborhood, which was La Loma at that time. Poor man Shangri-La. No palaces, no magic gardens.
What Normark found instead was an improvised community of rickety homes and shanties. Mexican-American families lived next to Russian sheepherders, European immigrants, and down on their luck, Anglos.
It was a very rich little neighborhood with friends, not money-wise, but friendly, you know, like a big family.
Socorro Alvarado, who is 87 years old, was born and grew up in the section of the ravine called La Loma. She reminisces over some of Normark's old photos.
Oh, look at La Loma. Yeah, I remember these little shacks. Yeah. These are Beverly Hills mansions. We were so hidden up, you know, secluded over here.
Photographer Normark spent a few years chronicling the once thriving neighborhood. His pictures from 1948 and 49 were finally published in a book 2 years ago. Ry Cooder says he had never seen anything like them.
The Normark book's very, very beautiful. And then one day he called up and said that he was back in town, he was back in touch with the families, and they remembered him, and he was working on a little documentary film, and did I have any music he could have? Well, I said, sure.
Cooter gave Normark a few guitar instrumentals he had laying around and a new recording of the legendary Chicano singer Lalo Guerrero.
Viejo barrio, barrio viejo. Solo hay lugares parejos. Donde un día hubo casa. Donde vivió nuestra raza.
Lalo Guerrero made this recording for Ry Cooder's new record. Cooder says he was so taken with the story behind Chavez Ravine, he decided to record his own project. He enlisted the help of other Chicano musicians, David Hidalgo of Los Lobos and Little Willie G of the Midnighters. He based it on some of the stories he had heard growing up on the other side of town, in Santa Monica.
The story of Chavez Ravine, over time, gathered itself into a kind of urban legend. I remember them talking, what a shame, what a tragedy. These poor people in Chavez Ravine, what a disaster, what a scandal.
In the early 1950s, the residents of Chavez Ravine were ordered to move out so the city could build what was supposed to be the nation's first public housing project.
We had a dream that Los Angeles would become the first city in America free of slums.
The idea came from Frank Wilkinson, the head of the city's housing department. Ry Cooder mixes archival recordings of the housing official into his CD. Wilkinson got his friend, renowned architect Richard Neutra, to design affordable homes. The residents of Chavez Ravine were paid a few $1,000s for their existing homes and offered first dibs on the new ones. Those who didn't take the deal were forcibly removed.
The future came as a great surprise to them. One day they woke up and it was over. Now, they didn't see this coming. You look at those pictures of Normark, you can always see City Hall just over the hill. 1 mile away or so, a mile and a half. But that distance is enough. They did not know. These were decisions were made behind closed doors. The map with the pins in it.
Cooter says other city officials had their own plans for the land. On top of that, Frank Wilkinson's utopian dream of public housing raised suspicion in a city embroiled in the hunt for activists and communists in Hollywood. Wilkinson was called before the state's Committee on Un-American Activities.
What organizations, political or otherwise, have you belonged to since 1931? It was a totally improper question. I refuse to answer.
Look, you've been through all this before. Just answer the questions.
I refuse to answer that question. The city council moved in, the FBI moved in, the chief of police moved in, and the program was essentially scrapped at that point.
Some say the city scrapped the project because it just wanted the land, but nothing was done with it for years, and the former residents were not allowed to move back in. Then, in 1957, the city offered to build a state-of-the-art stadium on the land to lure the Dodgers out of Brooklyn.
A lot of people still feel to this day that the Dodgers kicked out the Mexicans.
Actor Richard Montoya and his theater group Culture Clash staged a play about Chavez Ravine 3 years ago. He says they, too, tried to tell the story through art.
We tried to bring light to that there was a housing issue, that the land had lied dormant. Yes, the Brooklyn Dodgers got a sweetheart deal, but it was years after folks had been dragged out of Chavez Ravine, kicking and screaming.
For his project, Ry Cooder uses an unusual voice to comment on the goings-on at Chavez Ravine, an extraterrestrial vato, a Chicano hipster, flying over the neighborhood in a UFO.
I thought, flying saucers, very typical of the 50s. We know all the films, Body Snatchers, you can't beat that. War of the Worlds. These notions are right in there with J. Edgar and McCarthy and all this, and it's a nice visual reference. It's a personal size flying saucer I'm thinking of, I thought. It's a one-man spaceship. In fact, it's like a little lowrider car.
Quiero que sepan y que se pongan muy alerta de que hay unos gabachos que les quieren quitar sus tierras y poner un estadio de béisbol para gringar nuestro barrio. ¿Me entiendes? Mendes.
Outer space. It's almost like Pink Floyd.
Albert Elias is 73 years old. He grew up in Chavez Ravine and says he enjoys Cooter's version of events.
When he said que los gabachos se la robaron, that the gringos came and stole it, that we should leave before they bury you and get in the UFO. Says it like it is.
Elias and other folks who used to live in Chavez Ravine will be gathering for a reunion on July 17th. Meanwhile, Don Normark's documentary is now playing on public television stations around the country. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Historic photos of Chavez Ravine and more music from Ry Cooder's album are at our website, npr.org.